This is Financial Market Masterminds with Lauren Carmouche at anzocapital.com. This week on the podcast, US employment figures take center stage as the much-anticipated non-farm payroll report is released. UK services PMI will also be released and is a snapshot of British economic health. And the central banks of Canada and Australia will also update us on economic performance and any subsequent monetary policy decisions as a result. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we have rate decisions from both Australian and Canadian central banks. No rate changes are expected, however, accompanying statements can stir significant volatility in the markets. The Reserve Bank of Australia will release its decision on Tuesday at 4:30 a.m. GMT. And the Bank of Canada follows on Wednesday at 2 p.m. GMT. On Wednesday at 8:30 GMT, UK PMI services data for August will be released. This is an important indicator for the UK, as it contains surveys with industry leaders and their opinions regarding future business conditions. As services are one of the largest components of economic growth, this index can be a preview for GDP figures for the third quarter. And finally, the headline event for the week, the non-farm payroll report at 12:30 GMT. At this time, you will experience large volatility in the markets, and the figure is set to rise by 180,000. So approximately 30,000 more jobs were created in August than in July. Given that all other figures are expected to remain the same, we could see some upward pressure on the US dollar. And that rounds up the week of trading events. We wish you a successful and prosperous week of trading. If you have enjoyed this podcast, do be sure to check back. We will be releasing podcasts on a weekly basis. And you can have a look at our podcast area on anzocapital.com. Also, we'd love to hear your comments, feedback, and suggestions, so be sure to write to us at research@anzocapital.com. I'm Laura Carmouche. You have been listening to Market Masterminds at anzocapital.com.